and a landmark study out today on treatment for schizophrenia.
Researchers funded by the National Institute of Mental Health found that young patients who were treated quickly after their first break from reality and given talk therapy and lower doses of antipsychotic medication did better at the end of 2 years than patients who'd received just the higher doses of meds. They not only reduced their meds, sometimes by 50%, they learned techniques like how to disarm the voices in their heads. Dr. Robert Heinzen is with the National Institute of Mental Health. And Dr. Heinzen, start with early intervention. A person's perceptions of reality may be really off, but it may be hard to know that because they may be afraid to tell anyone.
Usually in the beginning, these are very private experiences that are very distressing to the individual, and it's very common for those individuals to begin to withdraw from people around them. When they withdraw, the irrational thoughts or the aberrant experiences that they're having don't get corrected by feedback from outside themselves.
So that's the tricky part, finding people in the beginning. But you're talking about sort of changing the way we approach the treatment, because there are antipsychotic drugs, but the drugs can have negative side effects for a lot of people, and so they stop taking them.
That's exactly right. And it's why it's a critical part of this care that the provider, the medication provider, whether it's a psychiatrist or a nurse practitioner, is carefully tracking the experience of the individual, both in terms of their recovery, but also in terms of side effects that can be very distressing to the individual.
Yeah. These are some of the side effects: weight gain, they get very sleepy, emotional numbing, and people don't want to live that way. And so you're saying that that's why there needs to be this control. Let's talk about the changes that are being suggested, because one of the complaints, and full disclosure, many people know I have a relative who lives with this disorder. One of the complaints is the relationship between doctor and patient has just become one of handing out pills. And so let's talk to the new suggestion that there be talk therapy involved. What kind of talk therapy are you talking about?
So we're talking about a type of psychotherapy that really focuses in on the resilience of the individual who's receiving the services. There's a tailoring then of treatment to kind of wrap around the individual's particular needs. So in addition to this type of resilience-based psychotherapy, we also offer family education and support, because family members are key to assuring the long-term recovery of the individual. And then equally important is focusing on the person's academic, social, and vocational goals. So an intervention that's called supported employment, supported education, is something that plays a key role in this treatment, because it takes into account the fact that most of these young individuals want to return to school. They want to become productive members of the workforce. And it offers a very active intervention to get them at the places that they most desire, and then offer support to them in those environments until they get their feet on the ground and are feeling confident. And then it begins to recede into the background.
It's, we understand, borrowing from programs in Finland, Scandinavia, Australia, this more holistic approach. Vinod Srihari of the Yale School of Medicine told the Washington Post that the U.S. is, 10 years behind the rest of the world in doing this. Now, you and others will point out that in some of these countries, these are single-payer systems with a different approach to this. But do you think this country will be able to afford and get behind the intervention programs that are needed to find these young people when they first have these outbreaks?
So we're doing a cost-effectiveness analysis now of the results of this clinical trial. But what we're expecting is that there will be some slight increase in cost in outpatient treatment. But when you account for the fact that there are fewer crisis episodes among people who are treated in this proactive way, the marginal increase in upfront cost will be offset by downstream savings.
Yeah. That's Dr. Robert K. Heinzen, Director of Services at the National Institute of Mental Health. Dr. Heinzen, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your interest.